News Radio 610 WIOD, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, WBGG, HD2, and iHeart Radio Station. Your news starts now.
Good evening. Cloudy skies, warm for this time of year, but still comfortable. I'm Bill Robbins. Our top stories: an ATV rider is dead after an accident on the Palmetto, and things go badly for a homeowner who defends himself against robbers, but not for that reason. We'll tell you more coming up. First, let's check those roads with Richard Lewis. He's got the latest from Miami's Magic City Casino Traffic Center.
Bill, delays continue on the Palmetto Expressway. As a matter of fact, three lanes are still blocked heading southbound approaching 103rd Street. Your next traffic update, 7:30. I'm Richard Lewis, News Radio 610 WIOD.
Mostly clouds will slip back to the upper 60s. Clouds decreasing some later for King Day. With updates around the clock on South Florida's Severe Weather Station, on the Weather Channel's Jeff Eno on News Radio 610 WIOD.
It's 73 degrees in Palmetto Bay, 74 in Pompano Beach at 7:01. An ATV rider killed in a crash that shut down several lanes of the Palmetto in Hialeah. FHP says that a group of ATVs was riding in the southbound lanes near 103rd Street when one lost control. The rider was thrown and died at the scene. Law enforcement has been warning motorcyclists and ATV riders all weekend to be careful, as many plan to take to the streets for the MLK rideout. A man who shot and killed a robber who tried to break into his home is in hot water with the law after Hialeah police officers discover what they say is a grow house inside. Michael Mora is charged with cannabis cultivation and trafficking in cannabis. Some neighbors knew about the operation, some didn't.
I mean, this is a pretty safe neighborhood. I didn't even know that they were doing anything over there. Like, this is the first I've heard of any drugs or anything of this nature.
But cops say the suspects knew about it and intended to steal the cash and drugs. One suspect is dead. The three others are still on the loose. Anyone with information is asked to call Hialeah Police or Miami-Dade Crime Stoppers. A tough time for Central Florida's law enforcement community, mourning fallen officers as the manhunt for a cop killer continues. Thousands filling a church in Orlando this afternoon to remember Sheriff's Deputy First Class Norman Lewis. He died in a car accident racing to the scene of the fatal shooting of Orlando police officer Deborah Clayton, whose funeral was in the same church yesterday.
This is the second consecutive day, an extraordinary day, that we must funeralize a law enforcement officer who died in the line of duty.
Orange County Sheriff Jerry Demings is posthumously awarding the Purple Heart to Deputy Lewis. At least six people are dead due to an ice storm that hit much of the plains in Midwest over the weekend. Freezing rain, brutal temperatures are causing power outages, that with falling trees, and it's turning roadways into skating rinks. Oklahoma and Missouri are under a state of emergency, and people in Carbondale, Illinois were caught off guard by the ice buildup.
We have to get things back to normal. It's ironic that it was warm a few days ago, and now, you know, it's an ice storm.
The area is expected to warm up in the next few days, but people are being warned to stay off the roads until they can be treated or until the ice melts. The fight over President Obama's signature health care law is heating up, with the GOP scoring early victories in Congress. President-elect Trump, writing on Twitter, says that the Unaffordable Care Act will soon be history. Obamacare supporters are gathering at rallies across the country. Senator Bernie Sanders speaking at the big demonstration in Warren, Michigan this afternoon.
We said, well, you know, we don't have much time. It's the middle of winter. Maybe we'll be able to do 5 rallies, 10 rallies. That'll be good. Turns out today, from Maine to California, there are 70 rallies.
Appearing on stage with Senator Sanders, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. The crowd-pleasing NASA drama Hidden Figures tops the box office for the second straight week. Estimates show the tale about African-American mathematicians in the 1960s space race raked in $20.5 million so far this weekend. Ben Affleck's period crime thriller Live by Night earned $5.4 million. Martin Scorsese's Christian epic Silence took in just $1.9 million. Time now, coming up on 7:05, more news at 7:30. Ben Ferguson is next. I'm Bill Robbins, News Radio 610 WIOD.
On the Sean Hannity Show.
Just stay with me here.